Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
An NHS test and trace worker who lost her purse in England was shocked to discover it had been discovered in Turkey over a year later. Her name is Nikita. She desperately searched her home and work from top to bottom after she realised she'd lost her purse. Sadly, it was nowhere to be found. This was over a year ago she lost it. She's from Essex in England. She had accepted that it was gone for good and set about the annoying task of ordering all her new cards and licences and IDs and everything. But over a year later, November last year, she received a message from a man on Instagram of a photograph of her student card out of her lost purse. This guy's name is Kaya. He works in a recycling facility in Turkey, and he found Nikita's purse on the ground, so he decided to try and track the rightful owner down on social media. The two have since struck up an unlikely friendship and talk regularly, with Nikita saying she would love to meet up with Kaya if he ever had the chance to come to the UK. She said, "I have no idea when or how I lost it. I just know at that time I was working a lot. Might have somehow fallen into a recycling bin or something." She said, "I spent a solid week looking everywhere. I looked everywhere, had no luck. This guy found it 1 year later, over a year later, with everything still inside. Probably no money. All of her ID cards and stuff still inside. I have a feeling maybe someone stole it from her. Maybe she left it somewhere at a shop and someone took it and then tried to dump it and ended up in Turkey at a recycling facility. Either way, a year later in a completely different country, I want to know on 858-23931, where is your lost item turned up? My brother, who was in a college in Adelaide, a uni college, we all know what happens there, you know, a couple lemonades on a Wednesday night, as you do as a uni student. He lost his car keys. He woke up one morning, had no idea where his car keys were, looked for them for days, asked everyone that he knew in the college. Nobody knew where his car keys were. His car was stuck in the car park. Lucky it wasn't out in the street. Stuck in the car park for a week or so while he looked high and low for his car keys. Fortunately, he could take the bus. Turns out somebody had stolen the car keys and put them in the communal freezer in the common room. I mean, great prank, right? That's a great prank. The guy never actually owned up. I have a feeling that whoever did it actually has no recollection of them doing so. Where did your lost item turn up? That's what I want to know on 858-23931. Alrighty, Steve from Renmark, you've got a pretty good story about something turning up after you lost it.
Yeah, this is... A lot of people think I lie when I tell this story, but I used to work for a large company called Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the unbelievable part. But I used to have a name tag, and I had it in the top pocket of my school shirt one day because I had to go to work after school. As I walked to school, I thought I'd have a look down this storm drain because it had been raining a lot and I wanted to see what had happened. And as I leaned forward, my badge came out. Fell into the storm drain, thought I'd lost it forever, had to pay for a new badge at work. It was horrible stuff. But I think about 4 or 5 weeks later, I'd had a bit of a big day at a pub and was sitting on the beach afterwards, hanging out with some mates, sweeping my hands through the sand. And comes out of the sand, my name badge.
Nah, that's a fake story, Steve.
It's what everyone says, but it's true.
Are you saying that the storm water washed out into the ocean and then came up with the tide and landed back on the beach?
I'm not sure what I'm saying. I'm just giving you the facts on how I found that badge again.
Huge if true. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Scudder.
Dana from Wakery, where did your lost item turn up?
So I was doing a huge big clean out of my closet, like huge, like gutting all of my clothes. And while I was doing it, I had my Wee Boom speaker going and I must have been changing the songs on Spotify and I put my phone down somewhere. I genuinely lost my phone. Like I could not find it. I unpacked everything, couldn't find it anywhere. Bought a new phone. 3 months later, my phone turned up inside a beanie in my sock drawer.
Oh, are you 3 months?
Yeah, oh I know.
Did you have to get a new number and everything? That would have been so hard.
I did.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, well, congrats. You have two phones now. Well done.